everyone, and welcome to Simba's Silly Show. I'm Simba's mom. On today's show, it's all about food, one of my favorite topics. So first up, I'd like to talk about what Simba, my cat, likes to eat. Now, it's important that if you have a cat or dog at home, you make sure that they eat special pet food. Because sometimes if you give your pet people food, it gives them a bit of a tummy ache. So Simba every day has cat food from the cat food store, and sometimes when he's good, I'll give him some cat food treats. He especially likes the ones that taste like chicken and are nice and chewy. My favorite food is peanut butter and jelly. I love to eat peanut butter and jelly. It makes a great lunch, or sometimes I might have it as a snack. I like strawberry jelly and creamy peanut butter. Tell me now, what's your favorite food? That sounds yummy. Okay, now I'm gonna play you a little song about someone else, what they think of food, okay? Here you go, have fun and sing along.
Broccoli, spinach, Brussels sprouts, green beans.
Eat your vegetables. Eat your vegetables
every day.
Eat your vegetables.
The yummy, yummy.
Eat your vegetables
in your tummy.
If you want to grow up to be big and strong, you should listen to this song. If you want to be a winner on the soccer team, you should eat something that is green.
Eat your vegetables.
Eat your vegetables
every day.
Eat your vegetables.
The yummy, yummy.
Eat your vegetables
in your tummy.
If you want to be smart and good at school, I can tell you what you have to do. Make sure your meal is complete and get all the green stuff you can eat.
Eat your vegetables.
Eat your vegetables
every day.
Eat your vegetables.
The yummy, yummy.
Eat your vegetables
in your tummy.
Eat your vegetables.
That's what I say.
Eat your vegetables
every day.
Eat your vegetables.
The yummy, yummy.
Eat your vegetables
in your tummy.
To eat your vegetables? There's a lot of vegetables I like to eat. I like to eat peas and carrots and broccoli and corn and spinach. Yummy, yummy. Now, sometimes you might think you might not like a food just because it kind of looks funny, or you don't think it'll be as yummy as eating something good like candy. But you know what? You never know until you try. For the longest time, I thought I didn't like bananas. Isn't that silly? Because I bet you know that bananas are yummy. And then one day I said, you know, I don't know why I don't like bananas. Why don't I have one? And so I took a banana and I peeled it and I took a bite. And you know what? I liked it. Now I eat bananas all the time. Sometimes if I go for a run and I'm running around and it makes me tired, I'll have a banana. I'll have it for a little snack or maybe with my breakfast on my cereal. So you gotta understand that sometimes you have to try it because you might like it after all. One fun thing to do with food is to make a little project out of it. One thing that I like to make is a yogurt cereal sundae. Now, you have to get a grown-up to help you, of course, but this is what you do. You take a banana and you slice it into little pieces. And then you get a cup and you put banana and then some yogurt and then some more banana and then some more yogurt and then some Cheerios and then some more yogurt and then some more Cheerios. And then you can eat it with a spoon and it's a yummy snack and it's very good for you. So ask a grown-up if they can help you make this sometime, and you can see if you like it, too. Okay, so that'll do it for today's show. And remember, every day you should try and eat some fruits and vegetables. Listen to your grown-ups, and they'll have some great ideas of healthy things for you to eat. Thanks for listening, and have a good day. The music on this show was provided by music.podshow.com, featuring the Egerton Boys with Eat Your Vegetables. Grown-ups can email me at simbachicago@yahoo.com.